Micah chapter 2. The greater the power, the more dangerous the abuse. The problem is not the abuse of power, it is the power to abuse. Doom to those who plot evil, who go to bed dreaming up crimes. As soon as it's morning, they're off, full of energy, doing what they've planned. They covet fields and grab them, find homes and take them. They bully the neighbor and his family. People see only for what they can get out of them, verses 1 and 2. Do these words sound familiar? A lot of this is happening around the world. It happens in the nations and, unfortunately, also in some schools, in churches, and in homes. But all is not lost. The end of the chapter brings hope. The one who breaks through walls will push through and walk to the front of his people. They will break through the gates and leave that city. They will leave their king marching before them, with the Lord at the front of his people. Verse 13. God opens the way where there is no way. He not only opens the way, he is the way and also the door. I am the door. Anyone who enters through me will be saved and will live forever and will go in and out freely and find pasture. Spiritual security. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. John 10, 9 through 10. Cheer up, knock on the door, and it will open a day of eternal blessing.